Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some, this is one of those segments when I want to share some ideas with you, just the two of us. And I want to talk about intellectual property, because I think this is an important topic. We need to continue to talk about it, discuss it, and think about it, and manage it. And it could, because one of the most interesting aspects of this marketplace we work in is what's called the evolution of how businesses leverage assets. You know, you've heard me talk about corporate America. Their assets have inverted from physical assets like trucks and everything to patents. They've inverted. They now have more intellectual property than physical property. But for all of history, we leveraged our businesses with muscle power, animals and human. Then we had tangible stuff, raw materials, inventory, tools, machines, things like that. And then finally, information, which is intellectual property. So muscles, machines, and digits, right? Intellectual property, things like patents or systems or trademarks, things like that, or digital items, right? So historically, the strongest caveman, the biggest horses, the fastest ships, the largest factories, all those had an advantage over lesser competitors. If my truck was bigger than yours, I could outhaul you, right? Well, we've all seen this, we've all heard this ad, right? Largest inventory in the region. That's a way of thinking about assets, right? Here's an interesting part. As the marketplaces evolve, the order of importance and value of assets has inverted. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. Studies show increasingly emphasis is being placed on intellectual property and the ability to leverage it, with less emphasis on tangible assets. So what about muscles? Increasingly in the global marketplace, human brawn is number 4 on a list of 3. The good news is small businesses are joining this global trend of leveraging IP, intellectual property, more, and tangible assets less. They're increasingly using technology in exciting new ways, doing more virtual business, and all as likely to develop a strategy for doing business across an ocean today as you did across town 20 years ago, right? You're selling on eBay. You're talking to people on Skype, all that sort of thing, right? That's not physical. That's intellectual. Those things are created from intellectual property. Regarding how essential intellectual property is to a small business's 21st century competitiveness, more and more small businesses, you get it. The bad news is there are still way too many people who don't. As an example, incredibly, it still seems that way too many millions of small businesses still don't even have a website. So to see if you get it, here are 4 questions I'm going to ask you, and I will grade these at the end, so pay attention. First question, if I gave you a free A, truckload of inventory, or B, special technology that would help you serve customers better, which would you choose? The truckload, $50,000, $60,000 worth of inventory maybe, or the special technology, A or B? Number 2, do you spend more time, A, thinking about products and services, or B, finding technology to more effectively serve new customer expectations, A or B? And then here's number 3, do your employees, A, use the same technology in the direct performance of their jobs today as they did 5 years ago, or B, do they use different technology and not just new machines, A or B? And then four, last question. If you purchased another business, which would be more valuable to you, A, the inventory and the equipment, or B, the digital records of their customers, their names, contact information, including emails, what they buy, when they want it, why they buy it, and how do those customers use it, A or B, which ones? Well, you probably saw the trick question in all these, right? If you chose A for any of the questions, it's likely that your business performance in the 21st century is in a declining trajectory. If you're only thinking about physical things, inventory and machines that you used 20 years ago, many of them, or the old ways of connecting with customers, that kind of thing. If that's the only way you thought about this, then there might be you might look around and I'm going to have to ask you this. How's your business doing? If your business is great, then who am I to say you're not doing it right? But a lot of times when I hear small business owners telling me about the pain that they're experiencing and not having enough profit, not having enough customers, enough sales, their cash flow is hurting, they've got credit problems, they got their bank, their bank is on them, that kind of thing. They're not being competitive in the marketplace. When I hear small business owners talking to me about that, more than likely I'll find that they have not used intellectual property to their advantage. They're not using the new systems. They're not backing up their software in the cloud. I mean, their data in the cloud. They're not using e-commerce. Those kinds of things. So if you chose B though, congratulations, because you get it about intellectual property, folks. The 21st century, in this century, leverage intellectual property more and tangible assets less. Before you start thinking about buying a new, if you've got a motor, if you got a new device that or something, whatever it might be, that you've been using for a long time, and you're getting ready to buy a new one because that was worn out or is wearing out, go make sure that that's what people are going to be using a year from now, 5 years from now. Also, make sure that your customers still care about that. Think about this, folks. More intellectual property, less physical. That's the future. That's the digital age. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.